سخنران امشب جلسه تهران ای که جلسه رسمی ثبت شده دفتر خدمات جهانی و زیر نظر ناحیه 15 الکلی های گمنام در تهران است، نونا دی با هوشیاری 31 سال از کشور آمریکا می باشد. از نونا دی دعوت می کنیم سخنرانی خودشان را شروع کند. ضمناً جلسه امشب در سایت تهران www.tehranaa.org ذخیره خواهد شد. از ایشان دعوت میکنیم سخنرانی خودشان را شروع کند. جناب رایان در خدمت شما.
بله، موضوع جلسه چیه؟ موضوع
جلسه در مورد ببخشید یه لحظه من الان میگم خدمتون. من اول یادم رفت به شما سلام بدم رایان. سلام، خیلی خوش اومدید.
یه حرفی بعد از تعارف موضوع
ما باید آموزش پذیر بمونیم. بله.
Hi Nona, this is Ryan here from sunny England. I support translate your share tonight. And have you shared before in non-English speaker meeting?
No, I have not.
Ah dear, what experience. And we've got a 45 minute together. We have to be realistic about time. And if you go part by part, I can make a note. Don't worry, 5-10 sentence. You don't have to be too short. And then if I just can wave or you, when you find you're making some point, and then give me time to translate the way it makes sense to Iranian language and culture. And then we could go slowly through your process. So you've got your subject, how we could stay teachable in the program.
Yes.
Nice one. The stage is yours. I need to add, I need to report when you got sober and I didn't start to just experience an alcohol as an anesthetic. Yeah, it's quite impressive to sitting here translating for someone. I was a little kid when you started your soul journey.
You want me to start my share now?
Yes, stage is yours now.
Okay. My name is Nona, and I am an alcoholic, and my sobriety date is August 3rd, 1991.
Yeah, you need to speak a bit fluent and go through it. When I found I need to stop, I can just wave my hand or say something, and yes.
So I have the disease of alcoholism, meaning that I cannot drink safely. I started drinking when I was really, really young. I was 11 years old. And today I am 68. And I've been sober for 31 years. So I got sober when I was 37. And I drank from the age of 11, heavily, up until the day I got sober, which I was 37 years old.
Yeah, cool. اسم من نوناس و یک الکلی هستم. من در 31 سال پیش در تقریبا در اواسط تابستون 1991 پاکیم شروع شده، هوشیاری شروع شده. مرضی الکلیزم تعریفی بیشتر از این برای من نداره که من به صورت خیلی در سلامت و علیه السلام و بدون دردسر نمیتونم الکلی بخورم. 11 سالم بود که شروع کردم الکل خوردن و تا 37 سالگی به صورت بسیار سنگینی الکل خوردم و از موقع 37 سالم بود اومدم تو برنامه و الان 68 سالم. Yeah.
So I have a lot of gratitude that I am here in an AA meeting, Alcoholics Anonymous, in Iran, and that I'm in Tehran. I feel I have a lot of gratitude that I can be of service. So I drank for years and I got into a lot of trouble. In the United States, you can't drink and drive. And I did a lot of drinking and driving. And I almost killed myself. When I arrived in AA, I had three DUIs, which is driving under the influence of alcohol. And I was doing recreational drugs. And I went to jail. And I was incarcerated for the use of drinking and driving and doing recreational drugs.
Yeah. من خیلی سپاسگزارم که اینجا هستم، جلسه ای تو تهران هستم. من بابتش خیلی خیلی شکرگزار به برنامه 12 قدمی الکلی گمنام هستم. من سالها الکل خوردم و باعث شدش که مشکلات و گرفتاری‌های خیلی زیادی رو برای خودم درست کنم. توی ایالات متحده شما اجازه ندارید که عرق بخورید و رانندگی بکنید. شما اجازه این کار ندارید چون با جون آدم ها بازی میکنید. و بابت این مسئله نزدی بود که خودم رو یک باری کاملا بکشم. وقتی رسیدم به AA، سه تا اخطار قانونی داشتم و همزمانم داشتم این مقدار جنسم میزدم و بابت این که با جون خودم و مردم بابت رانندگی سفر بازی میکردم، من فرستادن زندان.
When I was in my 30s, I got into a lot of trouble with the police department and they sent me to court, and the judge sent me to Alcoholics Anonymous in 1986. And I didn't think I had a problem. I was blaming everything else. I was blaming my family. I was blaming my boyfriend. I was blaming everybody else why my life was unmanageable. But the truth was that I was an alcoholic and I didn't want to face that. So I went to AA meetings anyway, but I wasn't doing anything. I was just going to meetings. I didn't get a sponsor. I didn't get help. I didn't ask for help. And I went out and I got loaded again. And I got picked up for another drunk driving and I got thrown in jail again. I went in front of the same judge and that judge told me that I would probably die of drinking. I still didn't do anything. And then in 1989, I moved from Northern California to Southern California. And I got married. And I continued to drink. And I got another drunk driving. One more drunk driving. I ended up going to Alcoholics Anonymous for the last time. And that was August 3rd, 1991. And I walked into AA. It was a Saturday night. It was a big meeting. And I raised my hand. And I said, "My name is Nona. And I have a problem with drinking and I can't stop and I need help."
Yeah. دوران 30 سالگی من با اینج مواجه می‌شدم با مشکلات خیلی زیادی با پلیس و یادمه که یه بار منو فرستادن سر همین که مست می‌کردم و رانندگی می‌کردم فرستادن به دادگاه و قاضی منو فرستاد به جلسات AA. گفت شما محکومی که تشریف ببری در جلسات الکلی گمنام بشینی. و یادمه که اومدم اونجا نه با داشتن راهنما حال میکردم، نه با درخواست کمک، نه با پدیدهی به نام کمک، هیچ رابطه‌ای ندارم و خیلی یاد گرفته بودم که سرزنش کنم خانوادم رو، دوست پسرم رو و هر کسی که با من توی این موجود وجود داشت. و من بر آشفتگی زندگی خودم حاضر نبودم اذعان کنم و من دوباره یادمه که یه بار دیگه الکل و مواد رو با هم زدم و دوباره دستگیر شدم توسط پلیس به خاطر رانندگی ناخوش و من رفتم دوباره از بخت بعدم قاضی دوباره همون قاضی بود و گفتش که یه خبر بد این که اگر بخوای اینجوری الکل بخوری به زودی با مرگ روبرو میشی. و تقریبا یه سال قبل 1989 دو سال قبل از این که من پاکیم هوشیاریم رو شروع کنم از جنوب شمال کالیفرنیا اومدیم به جنوب و من ازدواج کردم و همچنان دوباره داشتم با الکل خوردنم ادامه میدادم که دوباره دستگیر شدم بر اساس رانندگی. و یادم است بالاخره توی تابستون سال 91 رفتم جلسه و یادمه که تو اون جلسه یک شنبه شب بود دستم بلند کردم و گفتم که من اسمم نانا و من احساس میکنم که با خوردن الکل مشکل دارم، چون هر وقت که شروع میکنم به سر کشیدن مشروب نمیتونم متوقف بشم.
When I first came to AA at the beginning, I didn't want to do what is required for me to stay sober. I didn't want to do the work. And the work is the step work. I was admitting that I was an alcoholic. And that's step one. But I did not admit that my life was unmanageable. I wanted to control. And that's part of the disease. Is I have a mind that is distorted, and that needs to heal. That needs to get better. So for 2 years being in AA, and I do not recommend this, I didn't do anything. I didn't do the work that was required. I didn't drink, but I wanted to kill myself. I ended up hooking up with some really strong AA members, people who were really serious about this program and understood the disease of alcoholism. They took me under their wing and they helped me by showing me a way out of drinking on a daily basis and how I could get better. So my whole life became saturated with AA. Everything I did was AA. And it's the only way that I could build a good, strong base of step work in order for me to stay sober.
وقتی که اومدم به AA how long did it take to get that point to starting the hanging around with the real AA people, you say?
It started right away.
How long did it take from start to then?
It was about 2 years.
2 years. Yes. برای دو سال اول بهبودیم هیچ علاقه‌ای به حاضر بودم گردن بگیرم که من یک ناخوشی به نام الکلیزم دارم ولی حاضر نبودم هیچ کار دیگه بابتش انجام بدم، چون کار واقعی کار قدم ها بود. اینکه گردن بگیرم، زندگیم آشفته بود، برام راحت نبود و برای 2 سال اصلا زیر بار این حرفا نرفتم. و یادمه که بعد از 2 سال تو یه روزی احساس کردم که بهترین راه هم برای این مغز من اینه که خودم رو بکشم. و بر اساس خوششانسی من با یه مشت آدم، با یه گروه یا یک مشت از آدم هایی که حقیقتاً AA بودن که برنامه رو خیلی خوب میفهمیدن و اصلا پیچیدگی مریضی رو میشناختن و به من کمک کردن که یه راهی پیدا کنم که به من، منو توی شرایطی قرار دادن که من و چه شرایطی قرار بودن که من راه برم تو پروسه قدم ها و یه خود زندگیم رو عجین کنم با AA. یادمی که زندگی من از اون روز تا به حال اشباع شده با AA. من هر کاری که بتونم در بهبودیم انجام بدم در گروه پایه های قدم هاست توی زندگی من. Yeah.
So what happened was that immediately after I met a group of strong AA alcoholics that were very involved in the program, that were doing the step work and staying sober, I observed that, and that's what I wanted. And so I commenced to do the step work. And I took, you know, step one is admitting that we're alcoholic. Again, but I didn't admit that my life was unmanageable. I finally admitted after a couple years that my life was unmanageable. And once I did that, that actually is the physical part of this program, is stop drinking. Step two is came to believe in a power greater than ourselves, is the mental part of getting clear. The mind is clearing up. And once I took step two, I did step three with my grand sponsor. My grand sponsor at the time, I did step three with this man. And we got on our knees and we said the third step prayer. And as soon as I did this third step prayer, the next day, not a week, not a year, not a month, not 2 years, but the next day, I started my 4-step work. The next day. And it tells us in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, after we do the third step prayer, that we commence, we launch, we move into the 4-step work. And that's what I did.
چیزی که شد وقتی که با اون گروهی که فکر میکنم AA حقیقی رو باور داشتن، مریضی اعتیاد به الکل رو و مسائل دیگه در مورد اعتیاد به الکلیزم رو میدونستن، با اونا شروع کردم ارتباط برقرار شدن. خیلی زود متوجه شدم که تو پروسه قدم ها دارم قرار میگیرم و یه کسی شروع کرد کمک کردن به من و بالاخره حاضر شدم تو قدم یک رو کار کنم و اون قسمتیش که حاضر نبودم گردن بگیرم این که زندگی من آشفته است و من قدرت مدیریت زندگیم رو ندارم. قدم یک قدمیه که خیلی تأثیر، خیلی خیلی جسمیه که من کمک میکنه کامل انجام دادنش من الکل نخوره. قدم دو یک کار ذهنیه که من با گردن گرفتن دیوانگیم به آهستگی کلم رو شروع میکنم به شفاف کردن این موضوع و آماده میشم برای قدم برداشتن قدم سه. و تو قدم سه یادم این که به راهنمام که یه آقایی بود از من خواست که هر دو این کاری کردیم، هر دو زانو زدیم و دعا کردیم در مورد قدم سه و من یک احساسی دست داد که فردای همون روز حاضر شدم که وارد قدم چهار بشن. Yeah.
So after I did the third step prayer, I started on that journey of inventory work, because it is a journey. I didn't take it lightly. I knew that I had a lot of resentment. And in the big book, it tells us that resentment is our number one offender. And if we don't deal with our resentments and fears, most likely we will drink again. It tells us that. So I started to do, I started out upon, personal inventory. I started doing my work and I started to feel relief from the obsession of alcohol. I didn't want to drink. I wanted to get better. It was hard because there was a lot of pain in my past. But there was a part of me that wanted to get better. There's a part of me that didn't want to do the work, but there was a part of me that did. And that part of me that did won. I call it grace. So I commenced to do the work. So for 30 days, my sponsor gave me 30 days to do a personal inventory. And she gave me a date. And along that way, she kind of helped me out and answered some questions. But I wrote it out. It was long. It was a long process. So in the 30 days that I wrote it out, I started thinking about the way that I've been living my life. And it was very destructive. And I started to see that my thinking, when I was writing out this inventory work, was distorted, that I had created a lot of things in my head that weren't true. And I started seeing that. And it was repetitive. It was the same thing, different scenario, same thinking. And that's alcoholism, distorted thinking. So I commenced to write out this inventory. And on that 30th day, I called my sponsor and we set that date in the afternoon. It was that in the afternoon. It was 10 o'clock in the morning we met. And we were there until 7 o'clock at night. It was very exhausting. And in her backyard, and I started to read her my fifth step.
من باید قطعه 4 صحبت میکنه از قدم 4 صحبت میکنه از رنجش ها و ترس ها و مؤکدن به ما میگه که رنجش دشمن شماره 1 یک الکلیه و اگر با ترازنامه اخلاقی و جستجوگرانش عبور نشه یقینا به زودی الکل و جنس تجربه میکنه. یادمه که به راهنمام به من گفته بود که در مورد ترازنامه شخصی یک متدی رو قرار داد. من سوالات زیادی داد و 30 روزم به من وقت داد. گفت تشریف میبرید و مینویسید و هر وقت که تموم شد میاید با هم دیگه میخونید. یادمه که در مورد دردهای گذشتم روبرو شدم باهاش خیلی سخت بود. یه بخشی از نصف کله من دوست داشت که این کار انجام بده، نصفش دوست نداشت که انجام بده. اون قسمتش که دوستش انجام بده رو من اسمش گذاشتم فیض خداوند. به من داشت کمک میکرد که این کار رو بکنم. شروع کردم به نوشتن و توی نوشتنام به دست آوردم یک مدل فکری مخربی که سالها داشتم و باعث شده بود که زندگی من دچار آشفتگی و دردهای زیادی بشه. یادمه که اون روز به اون نتیجه رسیدم که کله من حتی موقعی که الان نزدیک 2 ساله دارم جنس نمیزنم و الکل نمیخورم، دقیقا مدل فکریش اینجوریه که به روش گذشته فکر میکنه و مشکلاتی که اصلا واقعیت ندارن رو برای من میسازه. متوجه شدم که من همون متد فکری رو دارم دنبال میکنم، فقط شکل و فرمش عوض شده. روز 3 راهنمام از من خواستش که برم ببینمش. رفتیم اونجا، 10 صبح بود تا 7 شب شروع کرد این ترازنامه من. تقریبا 9 ساعت طول کشید این ترازنامه من تموم بشه با هم میخونه و هر دو خسته بودیم از این موضوع.
So my sponsor and I sat in her backyard and I commit to share my life story with her. And she explained to me that it wasn't so much my life story was the problem. It was the way that I thought about it was the problem. Because alcoholism is a thinking problem. And all I thought about was being a victim of my past circumstance. I was just a victim. So I was blaming everybody else in my life for the way my life turned out. And as an alcoholic, if I am not responsible or accountable in my behavior, I'm probably going to drink because it's your fault. And nothing, no one, nobody in the world, whether it's in California or Tehran, as long as we blame the outside for our troubles, most likely it will be very difficult getting sober. Serenity is on the inside. It's on the inside. And that's what I found out about reading my fifth step to my sponsor, was that chaos can be going on all over the place. But if I don't have serenity on the inside, I'm going to struggle. And most likely as an alcoholic, I would drink, because I did that from the time I was 11 until I was 37.
راهنما موقعی که من ترازنامه اخلاقیم رو خوندم، داستان زندگیم رو براش خوندم و به من گفتش که اینی که تو خوندی داستان زندگی نیست، این یک سری مشکلات رو بیان کردی، در ضمن حتی این مشکلات هم به تعریفی مشکلات نبوده مگر اینکه نوع نگاهت با واقعیت تعریف مشکل کرده. و به من یادآور شد که الکلیزم مشکل فکر کردنه. مدلی که یک الکلی فکر میکنه در مشکلات زندگی و مواجه شدن باهاش، اولین حسی که به استرس میده حس قربانی بودن و بعد شروع کردن به سرزنش این که این مدل زندگی کنونی من و این مشکل من تقصیر یک کس دیگه است و یه دلیل دیگه‌ای باعث این بدبختیشون وقتی من شده. اگر من هر الکلی مسئولیت کامل رفتار خودش رو و مسائل خودش رو گردن نگیره، به احتمال خیلی قوی نشه میکنه دیر یا زود، چون همیشه یک راه حل فکری هست که تقصیر توه، تقصیر من نیست، تو باعث شدی. و هر کسی بر اساس تجربه من، هر کسی دنبال مقصر بیرون از خودش بابت آشفتگیش بگرده، احتمال پاش موندنش خیلی پایینه و کاملا این آرامش و چیزی که تو برنامه آرامش و صلح تعریف میشه کاملا یه مسئله درونیه. من باید مسئله رو توی داخلم درست کنم.
So to tie this into the topic, which is remaining teachable, I've been sober 31 years and I still do this. This has not changed. My inventories are small today, but I still do them. And the reason that I do them is because I'm a human being and I'm an alcoholic and I still get frightened. And sometimes I get resentful. And what I've learned to do over the years is put this on paper, like the big book tells us to do. I follow that direction and I continue to do this work. So I'm remaining teachable. There's always something new that I'm finding out about my behavior, unfortunately. But fortunately, because I continue to grow. After I did my fifth step with my sponsor, I did exactly what the big book said. I went home and I reflected on what I did, what I told her, and I did 6 and 7. which is I prayed to my God to help me with the defects of character, which I found out about reading to my sponsor. And we got together about a week later, and we started to write out my 8th step list from my inventory about the people that I had harmed in my life. So we got together and we wrote out what I needed to do, the people that I had harmed. And we spent a lot of time on that list because there was quite a few people. We talked about what I did, how I can correct these wrongs. How do I do that? And I worked really closely with my sponsor during this crucial time in my recovery, because I didn't want to go back and continue hurting people. So I ended up meeting with her a couple times. And then about a month and a half later, after I did my 5th step, I started making my amends work. I started going out and calling people and connecting with people and making my amends work. And my mother had passed away before I got sober, and we had buried her. And I wrote her a letter, and I asked for her forgiveness, and I went and sat on her grave. I sat on her grave and I cried, and I asked her to forgive me for being a drunk and not treating her well.
Yeah. من میخوام در مورد موضوع و موضوع جلسه که صحبت کردیم از یه مقداری با تلفیق صحبت کنم. همونجایی گفتم من 31 ساله که هوشیارم. من همچنان همون کارهای رو انجام میدم که شما الان انجام میدید و یا من روزای اول شما یا من انجام دادم. من همچنان انجام میدم. مطمئنن ترازنامم یه خود لاغرتر و کوچیکتر شده، ولی همچنان هست. چرا همچنان ترازنامم رو دارم؟ چون همچنان من اشتباهاتم رو میکنم. من انسانم و در ضمن الکلی هم هستم. گاهی اوقات رنجش میگیرم، گاهی اوقات میترسم، ولی همونجوری که کتاب توصیه کرده سعی میکنم روی کاغذ بنویسم. همیشه یه چیز جالب هستش که یه چیزی هست برای یاد گرفتن در مورد رفتار خودم. همیشه چیز جدیدی هست. و موقعی که به قدم 5 رو با راهنمام کار کردم و همونجوری که کتاب الکلی های گمنام توصیه کرده، موقعی که برگشتم خونه روز بعدش به حرفهایی که زدم و حرفهایی که شنیدم به عنوان انعکاس گفته ها و شنیده هام فکر میکردم و به توصیه کتاب زانو زدم و از حضرت حق خواستم که نواقص اخلاقی من رو که توی قدم 4 کشف شده از طریق خودم یا راهنمام به من از دست من بگیره، دست سر من برداره. و هفته بعدش با راهنمامون یک ملاقاتی کردیم و در مورد قدم 8 شروع کردیم صحبت کردم و من شروع کردم به نوشتن قدم 8. و خیلی خود طولانی شد قدم 8 من، چون که باعث دردهای زیادی از آدمای اطرافم شده بودم و اینکه چجوری میتونستم اینا رو درستش کنم. راهنمام من کمک کرد، به من یک مشخصاتی داد برای انجام این کار. و مهمتر از این همه این که من میدونستم که ضمن این که بعد این کارهای گذاشتم رو باهاش صاف بشم، دیگه نباید مشکل و یا درد جدیدی هم برای کسی یا خودم درست کنم. و شروع کردم بعد از اجازه راهنمام و روشی که ایشون گفته، شروع کردم به تلفن زدن، ارتباط گرفتن با آدم های اطرافم یا دور و بر من، شروع کردم به درست کردن. مادرم هم به رحمت خداوند رفته بود قبل از اینکه من بیام تو برنامه. ایشون منو ندید که من مست نباشم و من نامه براش نوشتم و رفتم سر مزار ایشون، جایی که ایشونو دفن کردن، و ملتمسانه توی اون نامه براش خوندم و درخواست عفو و بخشش کردم ازش. و ازش خواستم و که مادر من رو ببخش به خاطر مستی هایی که کردم و خجالت هایی که باعث شدم توی این مسئله. Yeah.
Ryan, how much time do I have left?
چقدر دیگه زمان داریم با به ساعت شما؟
10 دقیقه دیگه. 10 دقیقه.
10 to 12. Let's call it 12.
Okay. So right now I have 10:49. So I should, for me, so I should share 5 more minutes?
That's what, whatever. They said 10 till 12 minutes.
Okay.
If you're going to be shorter minutes. Or longer, I don't mind.
Okay. Okay. So after I did my ninth step amends, I did the whole list. I commenced to live in steps 10, 11, and 12. The 10th step is like the 5th step. We just continue the work. So if I get resentful or fearful during the day, I do a quick inventory just to check, keep myself in check, keep myself, you know, focused. I also have a God of my understanding, and I do a lot of prayer, and I do a lot of meditation, and I do that in the morning when I get up. Sometimes during the day, I will go sit quiet and be with a God of my understanding. In the big book, we get to choose our own God. Nobody's telling us what our God is. I get to choose my own God. And so today I have that relationship with a God of my understanding. In step 12, of course, is that there's a saying in AA, you can't give away what you don't have. So if you're not staying sober and you're not doing the work, it's going to be very challenging for you to help somebody else achieve sobriety. If you're helping somebody and you're not doing anything, the blind's leaving the blind. The blind is leading the blind. And we're here to be of service. We are here to help people so they can achieve sobriety. That's what we're here for. That's why we stay sober. We're here to serve. So took me a while to get that because I'm selfish and self-centered. But I finally started to really be a part, be a member of this fellowship. I mean, I'm speaking at a meeting in Yemen. What? I love technology. But you are me and I am you. And it doesn't matter where we live. We have a commonality and it's called alcoholism. So I have a lot of gratitude that I'm a member of this fellowship and that I get to serve people in another part of the world and tell them that this program works. But you have to be diligent and you have to work it like I do. I still do. 31 years sober and I'm still doing this. I want you to know that I love you all. And I really hope and pray that you really take the time out and really work this program and understand what you're dealing with. So you're dealing with a mental obsession and a physical allergy. That's what alcoholism is. Once you get sober, you got to deal with the mind. You got to deal with the thinking. So I want to thank you. Thank you for letting me be at this meeting. I want to thank you for being a member of Alcoholics Anonymous and letting me share my story with you.
Nice one. How was your experience for speaking with the non-English speaking meeting?
Pardon me?
How was your experience about speaking in non-English speaking meeting?
Comfortable, stress. Ryan is comfortable. Plus, I don't know. It's a screen, but I feel the love. I got emotional when they were reading the, I get emotional. I got emotional at the beginning when they were reading the AA literature, because I knew, even though I didn't understand it, I knew what they were doing. I knew what they were doing. And it was just, it was so emotional. Sorry. I loved it.
Yeah, it's a language of heart, they say.
Yes.
Nice one. Really appreciate you have the group and being with us. And I really enjoyed it. I learned some stuff through your sobriety, your stuff. And yeah. For me, sitting here just to be interpreter, sometime I have to just to be a bit tough to myself, not get emotional when I'm hearing and translating to where it makes sense. I've been with you in all over the way you explain your journey. And yeah, peas in a pot. من خیلی خیلی قدم نه رو که انجام دادم قرار بر این شد که رفتم بیرون یه خورده صاف شدم با جماعت مجبور قرار شد که با قدم 10 و 11 و 12 زندگی کنم. مطمئنن در طول روز یه موقع های رنجش میگیرم، میترسم، سعی میکنم که خیلی سریع یک ترازنامه‌ای بگیرم با خودم ببینم که دردم چیه. و در مورد قدم 11 میتونم بگم که من خدای قابل درک خودم رو دارم و خیلی به ایشون دعا میکنم و تو مراقبت هم بهش باش ارتباط برقرار میکنم بعدی که بفهمم و صبح ها این کار رو میکنم. بعضی موقع در طول روز به خدایی که من خودم حق انتخاب دارم و میفهمم با هم در سکوت هستیم. تو قدم 12 میگه چیزی که از جیب خالی نمیتونی چیزی رو ببخشی. اگر کسی پاک نیست یا هوشی تمیز نیست و برنامه رو کار نمیکنه، مطمئنن خیلی سخته به یکی دیگه بتونه به کمک کنی. اگر کسی حتی الکل نمیخوره ولی برنامه رو کار نمیکنه، باز هم خیلی سخت به کسی دیگه کمک کنه، چون ما کمک کردنمون محصولش کمک به دیگران برای دستیابی به هوشیاری شونه. خب مطمئنن این کار سخته، برای منم سخت بود و چون من خودخواهی و خودمحوری ریشه تمام بدبختی های ماست و واقعا این که اگر به چیزی که من میگم و مؤمنم بهش عمل نکنم چی دارم که به یه آدم نابینا مثل خودم چه چیزی رو دارم که هدیه بدم. من تکنولوژی رو خیلی دوست دارم، چون اخیرا رفتم یمن صحبت کردم این توی جلسه آنلاین، خیلی عجیبه برای من. و اینکه شما هر جا که هستید و پای داستان هم دیگه هستیم، خواستم بگم که تو منی و من تو هم، ما یه درد مشترک داریم به نام الکلیسم و من خیلی خوشحالم که عضو الکلیای گمنام هستم، که میتونم به یک جای دیگه جهان مثل تهران حقیقتی رو بگم و اون اینه که برنامه کار میکنه اگر کار کنیش. هنوزم من دارم بعد از 31 سال دقیقا برنامه رو به نحوی که میفهمم دارم انجام میدم. من شما رو خیلی دوست دارم. من امیدوارم که کسایی که اینجا نشستن و بفهمیم با هم دیگه که مرضی الکلیسم چیه. مرضی الکلیسم وسوسه و اجبار فکری و در نتیجه ویار جسمی با هم دیگه تلفیق بشن، دودمان آدم رو میسوزنن. و تینو من گفتم، ایشون گفتن که زندگی رو خراب میکنن. ممنونم که شما هم عضو AA هستید و این اجازه رو به من دادید که توی مشارکتتون شرکت کنم. آخرم که ایشون چشماشون خیس شده از مکالمه، من بهشون گفتم قبل از ایشون شروع کنیم، گفتش که من تا حالا تجربه ندارم تو جلسه غیر انگلیسی صحبت کنم. ازش پرسیدم که تجربه چی بود، گفتش که خیلی دچار احساسات شدم، بلخص موقع که کتاب رو میخوندید و من هیچی نمیفهمیدم، داشتید در مورد داشتید منو خیلی احساساتی کردید و من خیلی دچار احساس شدم و منم تشکر کردم از سمت گروه که این وقت رو با ما گذاشتن. Thank you, Nona. And I'm going to pass the meeting to the secretary. They are going to just follow the way they do. And yeah, I'm sure the Farsi language is going to sound Greek for you. It's up to you. You can just unmute yourself and stay with us to the end of the meeting, or close your camera, or you can leave us. Up to you. There's no pressure or anything. You can, whatever works for you.
I just tell them, thank you. I'm going to go ahead and leave. And I just want to thank everybody for being here at an AA meeting. I have a lot of gratitude. I hope I did, Ryan. I hope I did okay.
You did a really, really cracking job. Impressive.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank
Bye,
you.
Ryan.
Bye.